when we met, we went straight back to the hotel. We met that evening and got the systems in place for Derry. And we don't really pay too much attention to what's going on. And probably in the real world, you're inside this bubble, and it's all about, you know, Donegal senior team and trying to get those guys right now for the match on Sunday. And that's been the case over the last 2 weeks, and we've been working hard towards that. And we're looking to get that performance level, you know, to the levels that we know we can get them to. And if we do that, we're in a big chance.
Facing a Derry squad or a Derry team that were relegated to Division 4, obviously at a low ebb, an unknown quantity, I suppose, and that can be can work two ways, really. I suppose they can be a double-edged sword.
It can. We're not looking too much into what happened Derry in the league, to be quite honest, because it's going to be a completely different Derry team that's going to face us in Celtic Park. There's five, I think it's maybe six Lochneil guys to come back in, and not just, I mean, they're quality players. You look at the likes of Chrissy McKay, Karen McKay, Brendan Rogers, you look at Bradley, you look at McGuigan, they're really good players. Sean Leo McGoldrick to come back into it. So half a team to come back into that setup. Mark Lynch and James Keel haven't played much game time in the league, so those guys will be chomping at a bit now come Championship. So yeah, it's going to be different, and it's going to be difficult to see what you know. It's very difficult to get any work done on them because of the fact that this is not the same team that played throughout the National League. So we're expecting a very competitive match. We're expecting a real physical battle against a strong Derry side, and it's one that we're looking forward to.
And they've got the advantage of having watched you closely against Cavan.
They did, exactly, yeah, they did. And but as I say, listen, every game's different, but it would be nice to have got some work done on them. But and saying that, we've got to worry about our own end of it, and if we can get our own end of it right now, our performance level to that level that I expect to get them to, then you're not a big chance. So basically, yeah, we have to see what the opposition are doing, but we're more concerned about what we're doing ourselves.
Tell me, what's the state of health of the squad? You started the last day without Paddy McGrath and Oran McNeillis. Mark Anthony McGinley obviously is back playing with St Michael's, but a number of other players missing as well.
Yeah, those guys will be available for selection. They've trained in the last couple of weeks. So
that's Paddy and Oran, is it?
Yeah, and Mark Anthony. Yeah, those guys are available for selection. They, as I said, they've trained well over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, it gives us a few selection headaches now ahead of the match, but that's where you want to be. And you know it's competition for places, and you see that any time we go out and play our in-house games, real good edge to it, and that's what you want to see.
Martin O'Reilly and Martin McElhinney carrying Knox as well, where are they in their recovery?
Yeah, they're probably maybe another couple of weeks away, and Nathan Mullins also, but nothing major. They're coming back from injuries, but I think it's not going to keep them out that much longer. But we still, I mean, without those guys, it's been nice to have the full squad available. But we have a very strong squad that we're happy with, and that we know that we'll put in this performance that we're looking for on Sunday.
I know you'll probably say you don't take any heed of it, but you are going to be the raging hot favourites on Sunday against Derry, who are going to be the underdogs. And in a way, you could be set up for that. But it is a banana skin.
Listen, as I said earlier on there, Tom, I don't read too much in any of that, and you mentioned it there, and if you were asking me what the odds are anywhere, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even, it doesn't concern me. I know that we've got to get our boys right for a match against Derry in a championship, whether that's Derry or Cavan, Tyrone or Monaghan, Fermanagh, it doesn't really matter. As long as we can get our end of it right and get that performance right, then that's what we're looking for.
As we said, a very good performance against Cavan the first day. Very hard to maybe change a winning team. Can we expect changes, or is it something you're considering?
Yeah, you're always considering. I mean, and we do normally change things up, and maybe don't be surprised if there is one or two, but that's normally the way we look at it, and it's not just a case of just doing it for the sake of it. We're just looking at the opposition. We look at different aspects of the game. We look at where we want to finish, what team we want to finish the match with. So all of these things come into play, and we have to look at all that there. But yeah, but as I say, you know, the 26 that'll talk out, I have no doubt any of those guys will do a job for us on Sunday.